The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
And let's go to the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Bring on David Pollack, ESPN college football analyst, one of the stars of Game Day, a University of Georgia Hall of Famer. David, welcome to the show, man. We appreciate you. What impresses you about TCU?
Man, there's a lot. The turnaround from them, from this is year one for Sonny Dykes, and I think offensively when you look at them, they're just, you know, they got a quarterback that's going to get drafted in the NFL, a running back that's going to get drafted high in the NFL, and a wide receiver that'll be the first wide receiver taken. So I think speed, skill, high flying, that could score a bunch of points, that's probably what jumps off the most at them.
Sonny Dykes hit that transfer portal, and they flipped the script. What were they, 5-7 a year ago? And look at them now, 13-1 in the Natty. This is new age college football. I believe 5 starters on defense, 4 on offense, transfers. Sonny Dykes able to get it done out there.
Yeah, he's done a great job. And listen, they've had their scares. They've had a bunch of close games. And I think, you know, you start to build momentum. And I heard Sonny talk about it. He was like, listen, he's like, I knew I had a special team when I get in the locker room at halftime of Oklahoma, halftime of Oklahoma State. After some of these close games, he was like, they didn't get too high. They didn't get too low. And it starts with Duggan. Their quarterback, Duggan, he's an Iowa kid, just brought up on a farm, super tough. You know, wasn't even the starter day one, still stayed, didn't even think about transferring. Became the starter after, you know, the first guy struggles. Mordecai struggled against Colorado week one, and then he takes over. So it's just been a blue-collar team. Their defense is really interesting because they blitz less than anybody in college football. They're number one in least blitz teams. They play really physical with their front, and their secondary, play that 3-3-5, and they mix it up in the back end. They're a hard team to kind of figure out what they're doing, but it all starts with a physical defensive line and stopping the running game. That's what's gotten them going against Texas and Michigan and really helped them develop into who they are.
Duggan is nothing short of awesome. That wide receiver, Johnston, is a stud. You mentioned they got a couple of running backs. One's dinged up, but the other certainly stepped up in the semifinal. A lot of talk about them. But I tell you what stands out to me, David, is the offensive line. We're talking about a veteran group, an experienced group, with 3 seniors, 2 juniors. I think balance is what they're in search of against Georgia. How about that offensive line?
Really good, really big, really physical. You know, they average over 315 on the offensive line. A guy, well over 100 starts up front. So a bunch of upperclassmen who've seen all the things and understand football really, really well. They do a good job of with balance. You know, the Miller, their running back, that hurt, is so good. I mean, just physical, squats the house, deadlifts the house, breaks tackles, can catch it, can beat you with speed, can run you over. But I think it does start with that offensive line and their protection, and then the system that, you know, they spread you. You just think similar to Tennessee. They take every blade of grass. They spread you sideline to sideline. They want to run quick with up tempo, but you know they got to be able to protect, and they have with Max Duggan. And again, Duggan at the quarterback spot, he's also a great runner. And we just struggled with C.J. Stroud running the football. We didn't know C.J. could do that. Never seen him do it before. Kirby and company will know that Duggan can really, really run, and he's a dual threat guy. So this is a complete offense at every level.
That front 7 did a good job against that Michigan run game. And you mentioned Texas, too, shut down their run game. What's this Georgia offensive line looking at? I know Horton, what do you have, 4 sacks against Michigan? That front 7 looked like they were playing tough.
Yeah, and again, because of what they run, it's very unique. It's very different. It's a true 3-3-5. You know, they have 3 defensive linemen that are just going to try to eat up double teams the whole time, and run back and linebackers that are going to try to run through and make plays and get TFLs. But just really, really good. And then you got Hodges Tomlinson, you know, Ladainian Tomlinson's son, that's that's going to be out wide that run the Thorpe as a really good corner, a smaller corner, but just a physical group. They've gotten more physical throughout the season, by the way. I didn't think they were great early in the season. I thought they were by far the biggest weakness, but you can tell they got three guys with 5+ sacks. And again, that's getting home without blitzing. So it'll be tough because you've seen Georgia with Mississippi State struggle to run the football against that type of a defense. And so that creating the confusion and pulling the quarterback and, stopping the physical ground game obviously will be really important for them.
Hey, Stetson Bennett, this Ohio State game was just phenomenal. Stetson played great in spurts, had a little bit of a period there where it didn't go so well, but so impressed with his ability when the game's on the line to play his best football.
It's stupid, man. I mean, it's really silly. And you know, the fourth quarter alone, he was 10 of 12, I think, for 193 yards and 2 touchdowns. I mean, just in the biggest game last year against Alabama in the fourth quarter, we needed scores, you know, multiple scoring touchdown drives in the fourth quarter. He's got an unbelievable ability. Buck, I think it has a lot to do with who he is and how he's been brought up and being a walk-on and nobody wanting him and coming back and nobody wanting him. But I think he's just letting it rip and let the chips fall where they are. He's not trying to be something he's not, but they love him. He's got the dual threat ability, but he's a gamer. He got hit a bunch, didn't play great in the third quarter, really, really struggled. And then all of a sudden, he can do it. He can flip that switch and get hot. And how about Arian Smith, Buck? Like, this is a guy that a ton of hype last year before he got on campus, you know, in his freshman year, up and down, hurt. This year hasn't really done much. Again, been banged up a little bit. But I think he had 3 catches for 129 and none bigger than that, you know, deep ball for the touchdown to start the fourth quarter with like 8 minutes left when you're down multiple scores to get a quick strike like that was huge. So you're seeing a lot of different people. Amarius Mims step up at, you know, he had to play right tackle the whole game. So you're seeing a bunch of different guys step up in a bunch of different spots.
Yeah, Oscar Delp stepped in there for Washington. Yeah. and did a nice job. My concern coming into the matchup was Ohio State was going to score. And Georgia, the one area that I've been concerned about is that wide receiver group. And to get Ad Mitchell and Arian Smith back in there, guys that have been dinged up all season long, really completed this offense and was enabled them to put those 42 on the board. Thrilled to see Mitchell and Smith get in there and make some plays.
Yeah, and Adrian Mitchell's their best guy, and it's not close. And he missed that basically the whole season, you know, played the first 2 games, and then he's out and comes back late. So he's huge. He's the best route runner, the most, you know, the most polished guy by far. And then Arian Smith, and then McConkey's been banged up too. I mean, they've been banged up like crazy, and they fought. But, you know, this week will be another challenge because TCU, the same thing. They're okay putting guys on an island. They're okay playing – you know, they do a really good job matching up in coverage and play zone when they want to and the pass rush. So this will be another tremendous challenge, whether you have Washington or not. Delp did do a good job, but I don't suspect Buck that we'll have to wait till the third quarter to see Brock Bowers this time. Like, I think you got to do a better job of featuring that guy early and often. McIntosh, got to feature him in the pass game like you did early in the game. So even if it's not the traditional wide receivers, there's still other guys that can beat you in a multitude of ways, and Bowers and McIntosh especially.
Hey, remind me your thoughts on Georgia coming into the year. You nailed that prediction last season. They got a chance to run it back here. Does this surprise you at all?
I completely screwed this preseason prediction up. So last year I might have hit it, but this year I didn't think they'd make the playoff. I mean, how do you lose 15 guys to the draft and 5 first-round picks on the defense and come back and play great defense? I thought we'd have a great offense, but I thought we would really struggle on the defensive side of the football. But it wasn't the case. Now, listen, the last 2 weeks we've struggled like crazy and got to find a way to get the mojo back, and the pass defense has to play better. And Lassiter, you know, is going to be asked a lot opposite Ringo, and the pass rush, you know, now – down even more starters without Nolan Smith, without Shambliss and some of those guys, Michael Williams and, you know, Jalen Carter and Beal. These guys are going to have to find a way to generate a pass rush and get pressure on Duggan. But they've been it's been an unbelievable surprise, replacing all those guys so quickly and to be so dominant. And by the way, I mean, shoot, Buck, you talk about winning this one. Next year, they're going to be really good again. I mean, most of these guys are coming back, and it's kind of fun to be a Georgia fan right now.
Yeah, and that schedule looks pretty manageable looking ahead to next year, too. We'll save that for another time. But, hey, great job previewing the semifinal matchups, especially that TCU-Michigan game. I know you've been working overtime. We appreciate you taking time for us, David.
No problem. Thanks, Buck.
David Pollack, ESPN college football analyst, one of those stars on game day, hanging out with us here on the Buck Belue Show. Great to have DP in here.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.